you've got separate history and separate past, and everybody still remembers that. It's a living memory. People are still alive who experienced bad stuff on both sides of that story. And if that's still a part of the primary memory of a community, the historical memory is about how I was done dirt, I was done wrong, then that translates into whether you vote for a white or a black for public office. If you were black and you were done dirty by white officials, you never vote for a white. If you're white and you feel a sense of grievance because now all the officials are black and you feel like you're shut out of decision-making and blacks don't care what you think because they've got the political power, if you go 100 years past historical memory, a lot of stuff intervenes. So over 100 years, separate past become blurred. And then it's fine to celebrate your past because it's a distant memory, not a recent memory, and it doesn't have policy implications.
So thinking about the passage of time, is that the only way you see that we kind of make sense of this cognitive dissonance that you have?
No. Another way to make sense out of it and to move past it is if you have leadership in black and white communities who see a common self-interest in moving beyond it. In other words, Selma is pretty much a dying town. It's not an attractive place for economic development for people coming in from the outside. You could have a coalition of black political leaders and white business leaders who say, let's start meeting together, talk about how we get jobs and how we get prosperity to Selma. And in that case, there becomes a mutual agreement that I know you've got your past and I know we've got our past, but let's just don't talk about it and let's intervene in order to make sure we don't have incidents around it. You can have pragmatic economic leadership that trumps historic memory. And so it's not just time passing, it's also leadership. But there are a few places in Alabama where political leadership is more fractured than in the Black Belt, and especially in Dallas County.
So thinking about this situation that's going on in Selma, certainly we've seen other dust-ups over the Confederate flag, other symbols, other historical events. Is there something different about this happening now in 2012 in Selma, Alabama?
I don't think it's so much different in the sense that other places don't have these separate past and separate memories. I think what is different about Selma in Dallas County is the determination of both sides to hold on to the memory, even to the mutual destruction of both communities. And that's what makes Selma so sad, because it's a wonderful town with wonderful people.
As a historian, I mean, how do you look at this issue of, say, Nathan Bedford Forrest? Because certainly there are these biographical facts, but there's also an interpretive lens that gets placed over those facts.
That is correct. And, whether it's the Nathan Bedford Forrest of confrontations against the Union Army, which is the one that whites remember, or whether it's the Nathan Bedford Forrest of the Ku Klux Klan, which is what blacks remember. To say that people in Selma have a common history is something of a misnomer, because, yes, they share a common history, but the angle of vision of that common history is really a separate vision. It's a vision that occurs according to race and generation. Although the events are common, the sort of lens with which you see those events is myopic. It's very specific.